What's happening is they are clearly catering to making your three-day weekend a real weekend.
Joran Jenkins is a family lawyer and legal strategist based in Tampa, Florida. She knows too well the impact of what a four-day work week means to the family dynamic.
Now that your three-day weekends are really being freed up, you can plan mini trips, mini vacations, mini honeymoon, and that's why a four-day work week is a fabulous idea, because now you're really spending quality time with your spouse on the weekend.
And Jenkins says it's becoming more and more prevalent at businesses nationwide.
There are some employers who are offering four-day work weeks, and the one that I've heard about the most is Monday through Thursday or Tuesday through Friday with 12-hour days. Okay, so are we looking at a 48-hour work week? No, 2 hours off for lunch, so you can still run errands.
The benefit to employees is evident. Fewer days spent at work. But what about for employers? She says there are two main advantages.
One is your employees will be available when other parts of the world are awake. So if you're working 9 to 5 on the East Coast, you're not as much available to West Coast people as you might be if you had people working until 9 o'clock at night, because the West Coast is still working maybe at 6 p.m. and you've got people there until 6 p.m. on West Coast time. So you're expanding your availability to your market if you're at all national or international.
What's more,
if your employees are not happy at home, they're bringing their unhappiness into the office, into the mill, into whatever your workplace is. Unhappiness is catching, and it infects the quality of their work. It infects the quality of the workers around them. And so if they're not able to have good quality time at home and thereby feed the quality of their marriage, then they're bringing that unhappiness into your office space.
That flexibility, Jenkins concludes, is why she expects the four-day work week to become more of a trend.
Keep in mind, 40 years ago, we didn't have social media, but now we've got it. You research it, and you'll find there's chatter about it, and I think that the pluses are going to be pretty evident. You may be able to make better use of your space, and the fact of the matter is, let's face it, more and more people are working from home. We've got Zoom conferencing available. We've got Skype. We've got, of course, telephone conferencing. We've got all the old standbys, but we've also got the new ones where, I mean, I do a lot of conferencing all over the United States and with people that I never meet in person. At one point, I had 7 clients in Los Angeles for my divorce practice. Don't ask me how that happened. I'm not exactly sure. They didn't know each other. I never met any of them, never met a single one of them, but we did all of our work by Zoom and by telephone and by email. And so I think we're headed in that direction. I actually do.
Can a shorter work week help you live longer?
That's a great question. I'm not a mental health professional, but we all know that this is true. We keep hearing about it in different versions, because the happier you are, the longer you live. The more stressed you are, the less time you have.
Now, keep in mind,
the negative, of course, is you've got a longer work day. So you're looking at 7 to 7 with a 2-hour break for lunch.
But, Jenkins adds,
a 2-hour break may take away some of that sting of the 12-hour day.
Another benefit to the extended working hours,
you don't have to drive in traffic. Now, the more the 4-day work week becomes more popular, the less likely that the traffic will be a problem anyway.
What about the fear of diminished productivity? Is it possible that an employee who's been away for 3 days each week won't hit the ground running as easily? Much like the old adage, I need a vacation from my vacation, often heard after someone returns from a break.
I don't think coming back from a 3-day weekend is really going to curtail their productivity when they come back on that Monday morning or that Tuesday morning. It's the week off. It's the 9 days where you've gone out of the country, you've gone to Minnesota to spend time with family or whatever. I think the idea of coming back after 9 days is much harder than you were only gone for 3 days. And you have the benefits of disengaging, but I think there may be something subliminal that goes on when you're gone for a much longer period of time.
And besides, says Jenkins,
if people are taking 3-day vacations every week, then they may be less likely to take a longer vacation.
Andrew Scroy, WDEL, Delaware's News Radio.